You're listening to SBS News. The United Kingdom's Deputy Chief Medical Officer says the latest coronavirus case numbers are a great concern and show that people have relaxed too much during the European summer. For the second day in a row, new daily case numbers are nearly 3,000, more than double what they'd been in the days prior. Professor Jonathan Van Tam says the biggest rise in cases is among 17 to 21-year-olds, but there's evidence of what he calls a more creeping geographic trend.
People have relaxed too much, and now is the time for us to re-engage and realise that this is a continuing threat to us. It's all very well saying that hospital admissions and deaths are at a very low level in the UK, which is true. But if you look further into the European Union, you can see that where case numbers rise, initially in the younger parts of the population, they do in turn filter through and start to give elevated rates of disease and hospital admissions in the older age groups. And we know that that then becomes a serious public health problem.
The jump in UK cases follows big increases in France and Spain, with both countries seeing the number of COVID-19 patients being hospitalised rising dramatically during the summer. Spain has now recorded more than 500,000 confirmed cases since the start of the pandemic and is now detecting almost 9,000 new cases each day. The director of the Coordination Centre for Health Alerts and Emergencies, Fernando Simón, says there's concern about the prospect of even higher case numbers as schools reopen.
Los colegios están empezando, algunos empezaron ya, pero fundamentalmente están empezando a lo largo de esta semana.
Schools are now opening, some have already opened, but most schools are opening this week in a staggered way, and others open next week. We should see the impact of these reopenings at the end of next week, or the start of the week after that. We need to be alert and vigilant. The regional governments are very aware of what could happen in terms of an outbreak. We hope it will not happen. So therefore, I think we are in a position to detect quickly and to respond correctly to what happens in our schools.
At least 29,000 people have died in Spain as a result of the virus. On vaccine development, the European Commission stressed that trust in any future vaccine was paramount. Deputy Director General Sandra Galina told members of the European Parliament a vaccine must also be available to low-income countries, with prices kept between $8 and $24. She says the first doses could be available to EU member states by December.
There is a bit of a synchronisation between marketing authorisation and the availability of doses, as I said. So at the end of this year, I would tend to say December, we will have the first doses that will arrive in the various member states.
In the United States, President Donald Trump says his administration is on track to produce a vaccine in record time, saying it could even be ready next month.
I said that vaccines will be on the market before the end of the year, but they may even be on the market. They may even be developed and fully developed, tested, everything else. You know, we have 30,000 people in just one vaccine right now under test in very, very highly infected areas. So we're going to be able to get a good result one way or the other very soon.
His opponent in this year's presidential election, Joe Biden, says he'll be interested to hear what the experts say about any potential vaccine.
I would want to see what the scientists said.
Did you talk about the FDA, sir?
I want full transparency on the vaccine. One of the problems is the way he's playing with policy is he said so many things that aren't true. I'm worried if we do have a really good vaccine, people are going to be reluctant to take it. And so he's undermining public confidence.
The World Health Organization hopes countries are better prepared to deal with the next pandemic. Director General Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says too many countries have neglected their public health systems.
History teaches us that outbreaks and pandemics are a fact of life. But when the next pandemic comes, the world must be ready, more ready than it was this time. In recent years, many countries have made enormous advances in medicine, but too many have neglected their basic public health systems, which are the foundation for responding to infectious disease outbreaks.
Globally, there's been 27.2 million cases and almost 891,000 deaths. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyett, SBS News.